Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I have listened to many of your podcasts. And I have also had COVID-19. I feel like even though people have said I've recovered, I feel like I've had a brain injury because of everything you talk about in your various podcasts. Could you discuss a little bit of why that might be? Answer. Yes. First off, I'm glad to hear that you have recovered from the initial part of COVID-19. But as you see, many people, including yourself, have sustained long-term effects of the COVID-19 coronavirus. As many people have heard in the news, COVID-19 can affect people to various degrees and can affect various parts of the body. This includes brain, muscles, nerves, lungs, joints, and overall function. On this podcast, I will discuss a few of the issues people who have sustained COVID have once recovering from the acute illness. So to start, because this is a brain-related podcast, we will discuss some of the brain issues people are saying they have and doctors are starting to see. First off, many people say they have a brain fog. Their thinking is just not up to what it used to be. They may need to have more reminders set on their phone. They may need more post-it notes to remind them to do something. They may more frequently forget where they put their car keys, or they may forget how to get to work one day. Various actions are taking place to various degrees. With this brain fog, there are possible treatments, though nothing proven, as this is a newer virus, as everyone knows, and very little has clearly been determined from it. But I will propose one solution to help people improve their function shortly after we discuss other effects of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Some people are having strokes from the COVID-19 virus. It's possible that this virus is causing blood clots and other blood vessel issues, which then cause a stroke to take place within a person. For those that are not yet aware, a stroke is essentially like a heart attack, but of the brain. I like to call it a brain attack. Blood cannot get to the brain, and then that causes part of the brain to essentially die, be injured, get damaged, which then has effects on the body such as weakness, memory, emotional issues and changes, speech problems, swallowing problems. Another issue people are having is something called a post-COVID encephalopathy. In short, basically saying that people are having mood and emotional issues as well after contracting the COVID-19 virus. In addition, the main symptom a lot of people are well aware about is the breathing difficulty and breathing trouble. And if you do a search online, you'll see the classic x-ray. People are having a picture of when they get a x-ray or a CT scan of their lungs. People are also feeling very fatigued and tired. Say someone would go jogging for a half hour every day. That same person now may have trouble just walking up a flight of stairs. So these are just a sampling of some of the post-COVID long-term effects. Now, everyone will say, well, that's nice, that's great, it's great knowledge. Yes, I know some with it. Maybe someone listening to this also has some of these same symptoms. But what good are talking about symptoms if we cannot talk about solutions? Now, there are no tried and true solutions yet because it is a new virus, but there are solutions that can likely help improve someone's function. As a brain injury doctor that stems from physical medicine and rehabilitation training, also known as a physiatrist, I look at how to improve someone's function no matter what's going on. So specifically, when someone has brain issues, we look at how can we help improve the functioning from a brain injury, or in this case, from post-COVID changes to the brain. So if someone's having emotional or mood issues, well, let's think about maybe psychology or psychiatry or medications that can help affect the mood, whether it's a antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication. That's something that might be considered. Say someone's having a hard time focusing. Well, maybe a medication such as Ritalin might be appropriate. Or if someone's having some memory issues, maybe a medication such as Aricept might be appropriate. Again, whatever medications you take, you have to consult with your doctor because these medications can affect other parts of the body. So it has to be watched. A patient should be watched when they're starting new medications, especially as they could affect the heart or the lungs. If someone had a stroke, well, maybe we need to maximize medications and minimize your risk for future stroke. If we know people with COVID have a new higher tendency to blood clots, then it might be appropriate to be placed on a blood thinner. Do we know how long someone should be on a blood thinner for? Specifically speaking for COVID, that would be hard to say. But let's prevent future strokes, and or let's prevent a stroke from even happening in the first place. If someone's having heart problems, breathing problems with their lungs, let's think about cardiopulmonary rehabilitation, where someone can be intensively monitored while doing exercise at a level that they can tolerate. Maybe over a long period of time, one can strengthen their heart and lungs to be able to tolerate more activity and more therapy. Again, it's hard to say. It's a new virus. A lot of research needs to take place. But as you all have heard, let's not close the door to solutions. Let's open the door to solutions. Let's try our best to find solutions that may work. Because people of any age should not have to live their life with impairments to the degree that they're experiencing now after sustaining COVID. Let's help improve people's functioning, whether it's cognitive thinking skill functioning, emotional and mood functioning, or physical functioning. And most important, continue to wear a mask, continue to socially distance, at least 6 feet apart. At least mask and distance to keep yourself safe and keep those around you safe. And if you are experiencing long-term effects of COVID, make sure to see your doctor. Try seeing a physiatrist. Or even yet, many large hospital centers now have established post-COVID clinics. These are often multidisciplinary clinics, meaning you can see a variety of doctors and therapists all in one place, specializing in the recovery of COVID. This is something seen in certain illnesses, but has not been seen in a long time from a virus. Very rare do we see a post-flu clinic or a post-pneumonia clinic, but COVID is not like the flu. It affects the entire body. Hence why post-COVID clinics are established and are continuing to be established. So help is there. Just reach out and find it. All the best on the post-COVID journey for those that have become infected with COVID. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.